This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A small but growing number of Republican lawmakers is signaling support for impeaching President Donald Trump after his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday to try to upend his reelection defeat, leaving five people dead. Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming, a member of the Republican Party's House leadership team, said Tuesday that she would vote to impeach Trump, adding that, in her words, there has never been a greater betrayal by a president of the United States of his office and his oath to the Constitution. While an impeachment resolution would be almost certain to pass, conviction by the Senate and removal from office is far from certain. Meantime, the U.S. House of Representatives Tuesday night approved a resolution urging Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to the Constitution to remove President Trump with a cabinet vote and declare what is obvious to a horrified nation that the president is unable to successfully discharge the duties and powers of his office. Democrats proceeded, even though Pence said he would not do what the resolution asked. Pence made his intentions known late Tuesday in a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, citing the mechanism should not be used as a means of punishment or usurpation and reserved for cases of medical or mental incapacitation. The New York Times reporting that U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has told associates he believes President Trump has committed impeachable offenses after the attack on the Capitol. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. prosecutors are weighing sedition charges against at least some of the Trump loyalists who stormed the Capitol. The acting U.S. attorney in Washington, Michael Sherwin, says trespassing and other misdemeanor counts against some of the dozens arrested so far may still be upgraded to sedition. A charge of sedition would effectively accuse rioters of attempting to overthrow or defeat the government and is punishable by up to 20 years in prison. The Justice Department has created a specialized strike force to examine the possibility of sedition charges. Investigators have identified more than 170 people for potential criminal charges in connection with the violence and expect the number to run into the hundreds in the coming weeks. Meanwhile, Senator Democratic leader, Chuck Schumer, said supporters of President Trump who attacked the Capitol should be banned from flying. He called those in the mob insurrectionists who oppose a threat to national security and should be added to a no-fly list. The FBI said it is actively considering the no-fly list idea. U.S. officials say some of the 10,000 National Guard's troops deployed to Washington, D.C. to help secure the area ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration will be armed. The decision by U.S. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy comes as the FBI has warned of armed protests being planned for Washington in the run-up to the January 20th inauguration. One of the officials said the troops would not be the first line of defense and would be supporting law enforcement agencies. But given the threat around the Capitol, troops needed to be equipped with their weapons for self-defense. The military's top leaders have issued a written reminder to all U.S. service members that the deadly insurrection at the Capitol last week was an anti-democratic criminal act and that the right to free speech gives no one the right to commit violence. The memo signed by all members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is unusual in that the military leadership felt compelled to remind service members that it was wrong to disrupt the constitutional process. The memo was issued Tuesday amid worry about renewed violence on Inauguration Day next Wednesday. And the United States is releasing millions of COVID-19 vaccine doses it was holding back for use as second shots to inoculate Americans older than 65, as well as Americans with underlying health conditions. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, via remote, VOA News.
The best music now, VOA 1. got a lot of space. Crowded, but a lonely place. Sitting at a table full of double dates. And everywhere I go, I wanna see your face. Pictures, I'm reminded of good times, how we tried it. Don't know how to get you out of my head. I don't have it in me to deny it. 'Cause everybody knows something I don't. And I wonder how to keep a good thing gone. I'm wondering. All my friends are falling in love. All my friends are locking it up. But I can't seem to settle down. 'Cause I'm waiting on you to come around. While all my friends are falling in love. They say that love is true. I'll find somebody new. Everybody looking like a honeymoon. But all that I've been looking for is me and you. 'Cause everybody knows something I don't. And I wonder how to keep a good thing going. All my friends are falling in love. All my friends are locking it up. But I can't see. Something I don't. And I wonder how to keep a good thing going.
Making it difficult for me to open up and connect. A lot of regrets, I apologize for all of this.
That's not what I meant to do. You know I love you to death, even if
both break down tonight. And you say you hate me, and we go to bed angry. I know everything will be alright. I'll be here waiting. I promise I'm changing. I just need time.
NF, Nate Feuerstein, and that's called Time. Before that, A.J. Mitchell. Everybody's got initials, A.J., N.F., I'm L.L., Larry London, here on VOA1. Thank you for tuning in for another hour of the hits, and I want to remind you can find me on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Here's Roddy Ricch and The Box.
Right here, VOA.
Baby, I'm jealous. ugly is insecurity. Told me you don't love me. All it takes is a girl above me on your timeline to make me nothing. This is me. Jelly, jelly on a plate. Sunny side up, I got egg on my face. Waist trainer for a tinier waist, but I can't help it if I like the way food tastes.
With Doja Cat, baby, I'm jealous. On VOA 1, I'm Larry London. 24K Golden joins me on Border Crossings this week. You can see it if you go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/VO8LarryLondon. I posted the interview, the TV interview with 24K Golden. And also I included an interview with the Rockers AC/DC. It's at VOA 1. And, of course, you can go to facebook.com/VOA1LarryLondon. And you can also find the interview at voanews.com. Here's 24K Golden, Ian Dior. This is called Mood on VOA 1.
Playing by your rules. that you're the one.
Baby, I'm needing all your time. Bear mind, no mind. I wanna be lit, yeah. Baby, you gonna let it. You just say you know it's real. Keep it a buck, keep it a mail.
Music and more.
Music and more.
Music and more.
Music and more.
VOA. One. Yeah.
I'm
I don't wanna be broke when I D.I.E. Wanna be living it up in VIP. Tryna get in the club, they wanna C.I.D. Want me to wear nice shoes and a T.I.E.
I've been working and getting by, but that ain't enough to satisfy. Cause I got dreams for you and I, so I got money on my mind. So if you wanna stack it up, man, you gotta work for it.
Flex hard like DOE, but right now my car need the MOT, and I can't give the daddy no TIP, but like him I got dreams and they B.I.G. Try to be a better guy, but that weren't enough to satisfy. I got dreams for you and I got money on my mind, so if you wanna stack it up, man, you gotta work for it.
Gotta work for it. Lamborghini Urus, bought it when I first saw it. She called me creepin', I had to buy her a purse for it. I think if I ain't have money, I'd be the worst for it.
And if I ain't have money, I would've been lost. The loudest ones was the brokers, I was a talker.
The loudest ones was the brokers, and I was struggling. Girls call me friend, now they owe me that money coming in. Seen the wrong fiend, I put it in Louis luggages. Took a sister, lean, bought her a couple luggages. Wasn't always sweet, Capri Suns for 50 cent. Now I just hate to reminisce.
You wanna stack it up, man, you gotta work for it.
Liam Payne, Stack It Up on VOA 1. And that's from his LP 1. That's what it's called. Before that, his former One Direction partner, Harry Styles. Seems like everywhere you go, every hour, there's music from somebody from One Direction. These guys were so big, so huge. My name is Larry London. Thank you very much for listening to the show. You're tuned to VOA 1, The Hits.